Gary, look, again, it feels like an end of season game, but actually you'll have learnt one or two useful things from that exercise this afternoon.
Yeah, look, I said before the game we've got some walking wounded and we got a small squad as it stands, so having to make those decisions, and some players that haven't had so many minutes this year, but they've all contributed, and I think they contributed again today. I thought it was a pretty even game. Both teams had their chances, but I think the overall picture is it was important to us to make sure we finished, you know, unbeaten. That's a 7-game run put together, and you know, in this league, the most competitive league in the world, it's important to show that you're able to do that. So that gives us, you know, a good ending in terms of that feeling of being unbeaten and taking that into pre-season and next season, you know. So it shows what we're capable of with a small squad and, you know, a battered squad, but it shows that they're ready to fight and push the limit to try and get points on the board.
In the last 5 minutes, there were three occasions where the ball just wouldn't quite sit right for Shea Adams, because whatever is going to happen now, it would have been a fitting way to sign off his season.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we looked like we were going to nick that win at the end, didn't we? We had, as you said there, a few good situations, but I thought second half I actually felt that we were just edged it over them in terms of what we needed to do and looked the most threatening, but both teams had chances. I thought it was an even game overall, but yeah, very pleasing to finish the season unbeaten with the 7-game run that we've been on, and yeah, important to take that confidence and that know-how and obviously the improvements that need to be made next pre-season into next season. Yeah, I think that's very good for the players.
It was a clean sheet that had to be earned as well. Lee Camp made one particularly good save in the first half to deny Loader.
Yeah, but that's what you expect, and that's what, you know, they deserve that. It's a clean sheet to finish as well. That's a good positive. And as every game, you want to fight and try and get those 3 points. It looked like in the second half we had a few moments where we could have maybe taken those 3 points. But overall, I think the biggest picture is, as I said, I'm huge well done to those players. There's been a huge demand on them this season. As I said, we've had a very thin squad, but we've managed to keep them together, and I think they've delivered the commitment and the attitude and the mentality that the club needed, and I think it's been a progression on and off the pitch. As I said before, you know, a huge well done to the fans as well. Again, to be able to finish that game, go over to them, 2,500 fans, they've been huge for us this season. I just think that whole, you know, that unity and that spirit that we felt all season long with everyone involved in it together, that's a huge success, and I've said that many times, and those foundations which are in place on and off the pitch are this, you know, that was the most important thing to make sure that it was put in place this season. So I think everyone deserves a lot of credit for that. Now's the time though to make sure that we can move that forward. That's the most important.
Just finally, I mean, you often give credit, or you tend to give all the credit to the players, but it's just worth mentioning yourself and your coaching staff. You set out with two goals really this season. One is to have no drama at the end of the season. You've achieved that, and the second was to bring the club and the fans closer together. So you reflect on a year where you've achieved those two things.
And as I said, everyone has played their role in that. It's not just down to one person. Of course, I'm the head of that. I speak to you guys, and I'm the one that has those communication channels, but everyone knows, you know, it's a team effort. You know, all the staff have been fantastic to, you know, work with. They've all taken on board what we've asked them to do, and we've got these players prepared, you know, as best as possible for each and every game, and then the players themselves that have taken it out there and tried to deliver performances that showed a, you know, they're worthy of wearing that shirt.
You brought it back to them again, but you've put a smile back on people's faces this season. That's the bottom line. So I'm going to tell you that rather than make you answer it. Gary, thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.